Hello and welcome to QuestCast, your weekly adventure through games. We're going to get into some lovely, interesting things. We're still going through stuff that came out at Gamescom, just because it's hard to get through, and finding out more stuff is always interesting. So, I'm Kieran. With me is Caitlin, as always, except for the weeks you're not here.
That's how that works.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. So let's get straight into it. Anthem, Our World, My Story. So that they released that trailer not too long ago. They're very much focusing on that. The game's definitely going to have a story.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
They're going to try. It's going to, I think it's going to feel extremely MMO-y. MMO-y.
Is it not already?
Well, like it's a, I don't know what they're classing it as. Because like, it's not an MMO because you're only with lots of people in the city. Once you go out, it's
one of those like party sessions.
Yeah, it's a party space. Like matchmaking party session.
Yeah,
because it's really cheap for them to make, but they can make it sound like they've done lots of work.
Okay, cool. Good for them.
Well, that's what they do. Like they make a lot of.
So, it's just going to be a bunch of people. Being like, all right, yep, now we all have to go to this cutscene. And then we all experience the cutscene.
No.
Individually.
So the cutscenes happen while you're back at, I can't remember what the town was. Let's call it Fortress. It's like TARDIS or Fortress or something. But you experience your story through when you're at town. And then you go out on a
mission.
Yeah,
that's not my point. My point being is that it's going to be like, all right, like, it's not, you're not going to have your own story. You're all going to experience the same story like simultaneously, right?
Yeah, basically.
So again, it's going to be like, all right, we've all gone and watched this cutscene. Now all of us who are each the individual one hero that will save this nation.
I really hate that.
Are going to go out and do the quest that this person's just given us.
See, that's what I like about Monster Hunter.
What?
Well, no, because like it's... like got such a loose story that there's like you're a hunter of many in the fifth, and the whole of many thing already sets it up so you can play with other people that are of the fifth.
Yeah,
and you just need to take down a monster. There's many of them. You're not the only person taking it down. So at no point are you lied to.
I guess so. Yeah, he does say like, "Oh, I'd like to thank all the members of the fifth," rather than like, "I'd like to thank this one individual person at the table, player X."
Yeah, like, that is how you need to handle those types of games. If it's not a single-player story, don't try and make it a single, because it's just ruining the experience.
Yeah. Unless it's a, I don't know, unless it is something similar to that, where they just don't individualize you, and it's more of a, like, a company or organization or something, like, or just the entire nation needs to band together and you just happen to be part of that?
Which I would really like.
I don't know.
They're not going to do that with Anthem. They're going to try and win back all the BioWare fans that were like, we want a story. They're going to promise a story and it's going to disappoint people. I think it's really going to disappoint people. I think the multiplayer is going to be really fun.
Yep.
But because they're going to put all this stuff around it, it's probably going to ruin that. Well, not ruin. It's going to shallow that experience, which could have been really nice. I'm still waiting for how they fuck this up as well. They're promising like no paid staff, no whatever. I'm waiting for the thing that they've.
It's going to be like poor servers or something. Like nobody's going to be able to connect to one another.
No, you have to pay to connect to the server. They're going to do some monetization thing. Why would that like
not that, but like if you are saying like if their promise is no paid, blah blah blah.
Yep.
Then the thing that will be the issue is that nobody will be able to stay connected, and everybody will have like huge dropouts, and or much like Monster Hunter, they'll promise you that you can play with your friends, and then you just can't.
That was annoying. It's the opposite thing because you can't actually watch cutscenes with other people on that, which is stupid.
I just don't understand the concept of you must all be like individually at exactly the same point in the story.
What I find stupid is that the game works really well for having multiple people in a cutscene. You're all trying to kill this monster. You of the fifth. Here's a cutscene.
There's no reason not to just be able to band together as a team and go on the mission and get like the cutscene for the mission. There's no reason for it to be that way.
Because they're not even in-depth cutscene. Like, some of them are like 3 seconds of just showing the monster.
Well, that's the whole point, right? Like, the frustration, at least, is that it's like, even if you're at the same mission as the person you're banded up with,
yep.
You both then still have to individually go and find the monster to get the cutscene.
And one of you has to quit and join the other.
Of the 3 seconds worth of actually seeing the monster in cinematic trailer and then go back and like join back together just so you can hunt the monster.
Yes.
What is with that?
It's really stupid.
There has to be a reason, some sort of benefit that they for them to have done this like this.
I don't think so. I think they've just really misplaced the game design.
You'd have like this is deliberate level of fuck up.
Yes.
You have to be intentionally fucking this up.
Yes.
In order to do this.
They did that.
But why?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's not like, ooh, oops, we accidentally made bad multiplayer.
I know. Someone made a bad game design choice and stuck with it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It was a deliberate decision to do this.
Of course.
So there is a reason behind that decision.
I think the reason just is someone wanted it to be that way and they have no understanding of what people want.
Maybe. But that's not even, like, to get this...
It would have been more work to program, like, to make it so you can't join each other during these specific moments in the game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for this to have been put in place, someone would have said, this is how we're designing the game, and this is why we're doing it this way.
I don't think there was a why. I think there was
a... Then the people, like, approving this would be like, no.
Well, it's a Japanese game. So there'd be one head... like designer that kind of gets to choose how it's going to be, and no one's allowed to question that person. That's
well, the designer isn't the be all and the end all of the game.
In those companies, it kind of is, like especially with Nintendo and like it all comes from the top. The top person decides, and everyone else has to follow.
So, like the owner of the company,
not necessarily the owner, just the person in charge of the game design. Then they
have to answer to the...
Yeah, but that person above them, if that's not their thing, like if they just make us money and this person says, this is how we're going to make it, there won't be like a level of like, prove to me, just that's how they work there compared to the West. Whereas with the West, they have to like show lots of builds to shareholders and stuff like that. It's very different. Because that's why you see these iconic people at Nintendo... the Nintendo games, like each person has their series that they make and they're kind of the sole deciding thing of it. It's up to them if they listen to other people within the company, but I can see with this that someone very much had a vision and that's what they did.
Mm.
You're thinking of stuff. What? Talk to me.
No, I just... like... the person who's like, oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, it does. Talking about opinions, yeah?
Like, the person who is in charge of overseeing, like, all of the games or, like, whoever this designer person is reporting to in order to, like, make the company money, even if the person's sole focus is, I just want you to make money, like... you don't get to just go away and do whatever the fuck you want. You have to prove that your idea is going to make money.
Maybe, but their culture is very different to ours, remember?
Yeah, and being the subordinate, they would have to prove themselves to the superior.
And if they've got like 20 games before in the series, is that not like that person would just be like, all right, you've done this 20 times before, make another?
I don't see that would be how they... work. Like, they're not blasé about stuff like that.
No, then, okay, so no, they're not. But when it's that one, like, from what I've seen of Japanese game companies, one person decides how the whole game works. And it's not like the owner of the company. It is like one person is put in charge of this project and it is their vision. The end.
Mm.
Like, there is nobody else. You'll see a lot like Hideo Kojima and stuff. Like, you'll see these iconic people from each Japanese game company, especially when they leave it, like everyone wants them, or like they go off and start their own thing and everyone's really excited for that one thing they do. No one else, you don't really hear about anyone else in the company.
No, I get that. And I get that there's one person in charge of like overseeing the game and yep. ensuring that it gets made and how it gets made. But for them to be at that point, they would need to justify what they're going to do. They don't just go, you guy, like, make it happen.
I reckon they do.
They have to have, like, a reason to put this person in charge kind of thing. And there needs to be, like, some sort of, like, this is my vision. This is what I'm going to do with the game.
And he probably did. And they probably didn't understand how that concept worked, and they were just like, all right.
Maybe. But, I mean, if you're in a games company making games.
I mean, look at Activision and look at EA. Like, they answer to shareholders who have no idea about what people want. And look how their games will come out. So that's how the games industry is. Yeah, but
Japan's different like that.
Yeah, they instead of six people arguing about a game that never gets made, it's just one. They have very, for better or for worse, they have one person's vision. And I actually think it ends up being better. That's not for every single company, but for a lot. Like, it's a one-person vision. Now, back to Anthem. that was a nice side story. I want to play it if it's got a good multiplayer with my friends. Only if my friends get it. I don't want to spend the amount of money that they're probably going to charge. But I don't hold any preconceived notions that there's going to be an amazing story.
Mm.
At least an amazing story that, like they said in the trailer, you can make decisions and stuff. If that decision is like, oh, because thinking about it, if two people decide to do two different things that take them on two different paths outside of the city, then they can't play together for a bit. Right? Like, if you have to kill Monster X while your friend has to kill, like, bad guy Y, or he holds off, your friend holds off on doing their quest while they help you, then you help them, and then...
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be this amazing story that they're trying to convince people that it's going to be.
Maybe it's going to be one of those, like, vote-by-committee sorts of situations.
That's even worse.
I'm not saying it would be great, but that would be one way how they would make it work.
They've definitely said it. Not definitely, but they've very much implied that you'll go back to town, make your choices, and then go back out. Which I don't know what those choices are, but I can't see any of them having a great effect on the world. And a good story would have a big world where if you made a decision, maybe it like completely locks out an area because you got it blown up with a nuke like Fallout 3. Whereas you can't do that in this if other people are in the world and making different decisions.
No. Is this... Oh, hang on.
Okay, you can yawn away.
Is this, like, going to be a purely multiplayer with a story, or is the idea that there is a story that you could play in single player with the option of having multiplayer?
I think it is multiplayer with a story.
Okay.
Based on, like, everything I've ever seen is you and your three friends in your squad going out killing something. This is a multiplayer game that they're trying to win some BioWare fans back.
Fair enough.
It's unfortunate. That's what it's going to be. And EA don't make single-player games anymore, remember? They can every single one, especially the Star Wars ones, which everyone wanted. It's actually funny.
Especially the Star Wars.
Well, no, because like EA and Activision, I'm not sure if Activision did. EA and someone else said, you know, single player games are, you know, they're not a thing anymore. And then God of War made more money than like any multiplayer game ever has.
Yep.
Like that's a very much single player game. You just got to do it right and not try and con people out of money.
Because at our souls, like at the center of our souls, deep, deep down, nobody wants to interact with anybody.
Well,
everybody just wants to be alone.
If I'm playing a story, I want it to be for me. I play multiplayer games. Like, I play, like, Dota and, like, zombie killing games or, like, FPS. It's like, they're good to play with friends. Like, if I'm playing with friends, I probably don't want a story. Because, like, ugh, I'm there to be social, right?
Not with some of our friends.
Well, like, me especially. I skip, yeah. I like, run ahead.
I don't want to play a story with you.
Yeah, exactly. You would hate it. And I would get, like, I'd like, get through what I need to, and I'd be, like, waiting around, like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But, like, we'd both hate it. We both take stories differently when we play games, which is fine until you make us do the story together.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, it's hard. All right, let's move on. Speaking of multiplayer games and Dota, Dota Artifact. So the first live official spectated match,
yep,
was last week. It was spectated or casted by Slacks, who I believe, because he's done heaps of Dota lore streams and stuff, so he like talks about the lore of all the characters and stuff.
Yep.
Because he's like dug heaps far down. So I'm pretty sure they approached him to like work on this with them because he seems to know a lot about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is good because he's really into that. And I'm like, you know, if you're passionate about it and that's what you're going to do, awesome. The game works similar to Dota, but it's a trading card game. You are yawning a lot.
Sorry. I'm very tired.
Why are you tired? It's a beautiful day outside. It's nighttime. So it's kind of like you're playing three card matches at once. There's three lanes, each with a tower like Dota and an ancient behind all three of them. To win, you either kill two towers or one tower and the ancient behind it. At launch, there's going to be 280 cards. 44 heroes will be available on launch. I don't know about the pricing model yet. I did try and have a look up. It's going to be PC on Steam only. I assume it's going to stay that way. Actually, I don't think they'd bring it out on consoles.
Mm.
Did you watch the match?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
You watched some of it.
Two Towers seems like not a winning condition.
I don't like it. I didn't like it when I first heard. Like, I need to watch more games.
I like the idea of, like how you do in the lane, like, destroy the towers, get to the ancient kind of thing.
I think they probably started off with that, and but like, I think this is taking too long.
Yeah, I think they're trying to make it a...
It was a 15-minute match. I think they want 15, because especially because it's 1v1, it's not 5v5.
Mm.
So you don't want an hour-long card game against one person. You want to churn them out.
I guess so.
I guess. The animations looked really nice on the cards. All the heroes that I saw, like Luna and Zeus, kind of have like similar abilities to what they do in Dota, and they work a bit different.
Yeah, their items as well. Differently.
Yeah. So everything's going to work same, but different, I guess. Like yeah. They'll keep it as much to what it is.
They have, like, the same items,
to.
But they do different-ish things.
Yeah, because it'll try and work along the card thing. How cards work. It was pretty interesting. I'm keen to play it, unless I have to buy it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'll be keen on that. Or if
it'd be weird if they charge for it considering Dota's free.
Yes, but if they, because like with Hearthstone.
It's Hearthstone.
Right, Hearthstone. Hearth my Arth. The game is free, but is it free? You have to pay so much to keep up with like all the cards that come out. I think it's free and you buy card packs or something. I can't remember. Off the top of my head. But you have to pay a lot of money to keep up with the game.
Yeah.
I would like it if I paid an upfront price of the game and all the cards that come out just I get. Or not
We're
get.
You're not going to do that.
Not get.
Nobody's
like,
going to do that.
Like you unlock card packs in game or something. I don't have to pay any extra to do it. But they're not going to do that.
No.
Matt, that'd not be silly because it'd be great for.
I imagine it's possibly going to be exactly like Dota in the sense that you maybe get the game for free and then you can download additional like packs or cards or whatever for transactions.
Yeah, it'd be something like that. We won't find out until we get it, I guess. Yeah. That's that. Do you think you would like it?
I think I might. It's an interesting concept.
It's definitely different because of the having to keep track of three lanes, though. It's like,
it does seem, yeah, pretty full on. I don't know. I guess we'd have to play it and see what we think.
Yes. What I think, I went before this, I went to the supermarket. The woman in front of me, this only just came to my mind, but I wanted to tell you.
Where is this going?
Well, she was talking to the checkout girl, and she was like, oh, you're so healthy. You're, like, not like some of the other girls I see working here. They, like, obviously don't exercise or take care of themselves. I'm like, whoa, bitch.
Shit.
You can't just say that to, like, people.
Firstly, why are you bringing this up now?
It just came into my head.
And
because I just wanted to bring – I wanted the world to know about this horrible person and her judgment of society.
Okay, and then secondly, what did this woman look like? Like, was she fit herself or was she just
– I'm going to politically say that I don't think she should be making those judgments.
Okay.
Like, I was just like, move along.
So obviously not fit enough to be –
I mean,
she
wasn't obese, but, you know, she obviously wasn't hitting the gym every day.
Okay, cool. And what did the checkout chick say?
Oh, the checkout girl was just like, oh, you know, like super awkward. You know, I try and keep healthy. You know, here's your money.
Yeah, like, please. Like, some of those
what would you say in that situation?
Could you imagine just like, some of those people are my friends. Like,
yeah, like,
I work with them.
I think she said what she could without offending anybody.
Yeah. As long as she just wasn't like, oh, my God, I know. Oh, they're saying
that. Oh, my God, they are horrible. Yeah. I try and tell them other time. All right. Industries of Titan. This looked strange. It kind of reminded me of FTL. Like, you, from what I could see in the trailer, you built up a little ship quickly with, like, a crew and, like, sent it against the other person's ship who they
built. FTL.
Faster than light. It's like a little indie game.
Yeah.
I think I would have fun playing it. I don't think it. From what I saw in the trailer,
which was short.
Like, I don't think there's enough gameplay to keep me engaged for a long time. But there could be a lot more to it. That's the thing.
It seemed to me like it was like a strategy.
Yes.
Type.
It was. It did have a nice art style, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually what I really liked about it.
Like, I think, I don't know. It's it's so hard to tell because the trailer
was really short. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's definitely got probably a lot more, not a lot more work to go on it, but they're probably not releasing it for a bit. I don't have the release date.
Mm.
It has like a cyberpunk RTS feel to it is what I would categorize that. It looks nice. Prey, I don't know.
For the gods.
Yeah, but okay. It's spelled Praey. I did not know.
Yeah, it's just like a.
If they meant prey, because I didn't hear it in the video that I watched. I didn't see them say. I didn't hear them say the name. I was just like, I hate it when they do that.
That's why they did it.
You say it, so I know how to say it. Did you see this? Because the link I have under there is for Pathologic 2.
Huh. No, then.
So Pathologic 2 is...
I saw Pathologic 2.
Have you played Shadow of the Colossus, or have you seen Shadow of the Colossus? It's a game where you...
Is that where
it's
the,
all
the
boss
giant...
Fights. Yeah, it's all boss
giants
fights. You're fighting
and
giants.
You climb on them and stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what... Well, not exactly. So this has that mechanic in it. There was definitely a giant guy and you were climbing on him.
Yeah.
It's a lot, probably because it's a game made in this day and age. It's a lot more interactable with the environment.
Jeez, you don't say.
Yeah, but there was a lot of exploring. There's an inventory. They also did say there's going to be smaller monsters and a lot more world. Well, not a lot more, but there will be world exploring and stuff. It won't just be going from boss to boss, Shadow of the Colossus stuff. It looks really good. It's made by a 3-person team as well.
Hmm.
So
Okay.
It doesn't come out till like next year or possibly the year after. I can't remember.
Cool.
But it's definitely a game I want to keep my eye on. I think I'd really enjoy it. It's got a very, it's not super like up to date graphics, but like it's got a nice art style that I think really suits like the big monsters and just the world, because that's what you need. You don't need to be the best. You just need to have a good art style.
Sure.
Now, Pathologic 2. What did you think of this?
It looked creepy.
It looked super creepy, with just random things happening all over town, people praying to you or people holding shotguns up against you. I don't know.
Is it going to be purely,
I think it's purely just to fuck you up.
No. Can you let me finish a sentence before you assume what I'm going to say?
But we're so in sync that a lot of the times I understand what you're going to say. This just wasn't one of those times.
Is it going to be purely text? Because I didn't hear any voices.
I think so.
Okay.
I like and hate that depending on the game. I think some games it really works for, some games it really doesn't. Is what it is. Would you play it?
Maybe. Again, I think I'd have to see a little bit more contextual stuff. I don't know. I guess it depends on how much it costs.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever play it. I think it was an interesting thing to look at.
Whether it gets good reviews, I guess.
Yeah, I thought it may have been your thing.
I'd give it a shot, probably.
That's good.
As long as it wasn't, like, super expensive.
But, yes.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a shot.
All right, fair enough. Did you have a look at Observer?
Yes, equally.
See, that I think I could really get into. Observer is a game that's already on PC.
Yeah.
So you can go get it on Steam right now if you wanted.
I'm pretty keen for it to be on the Switch.
Yeah, I think it'd be a really good game to be on the Switch. I do love playing games
portably. In that it is going to be on the Switch, we should say.
Yes, it's coming out with the Switch. That's why it's on this on our talk for today. I think those sort of games where you can just like kind of play by yourself for half an hour or so are really good for the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like short bursts, great for the Switch.
What makes you think it's going to be short bursts?
Because it very much looked like there was specific things you need to do. So you go do that specific thing, then you can put it down again. I haven't played the one on PC, by the way.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But it's like because we catch the train or the bus every day. I do like, not that I've played anything in a while because I've finished everything that I'm playing on the Switch. But I haven't finished Octopath Traveler, actually.
I was going to say, have you finished Octopath? I don't think you finished Octopath Traveler. No, I haven't
finished. I finished everything else I play on it, though. I do want to finish more Octopath Traveler.
Do you want to, unrelated to any of this, do you want to borrow Super Mario?
I do. I do want to borrow Super Mario. Odyssey?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Super Mario. They should do a Super Mario Assassin's Creed Odyssey crossover. Because the next Assassin's Creed games. How would that work?
I guess you would play Mario, who is an assassin.
Oh, I'd actually really... Would that not be hilarious?
And he would have, like, his different assassination costumes would give him different powers or something.
And they did like a Koopa Kingdom, but like in the style of Assassin's Creed games where you can climb and everything.
Yeah.
I'd play it. Like, yeah. I think a lot of people would play it actually. They'd have to do
or
it
right. Like it's like Super Mario and the Koopa Kingdom, but it's in the art style of Assassin's Creed.
Well,
like hyper realistic.
See, I think you got to go with the Mario aesthetic because that's kind of iconic for the game. Whereas.
No, that's why I'm putting it in the other way. So it's creepy and off putting.
It would be creepy enough. There's just like an. You're
like
just
he's a fully grown man. Like,
you're just a normal man in overalls. Yeah. Oh, God.
Climbing on buildings, assassinating turtles.
And they're all real turtles.
Yeah.
I couldn't play it.
Make it happen, Nintendo.
And Ubisoft. I could not do it. But speaking, of the Switch, great to play things like that. I think it's good for single-player games. because...
Oh, no, they're dead, Kieran. Did you not know?
Fuck, they're dead. Damn. I better stop playing
them. Did you not get the...
I better stop enjoying them. I'm against the law.
Did you
on
not
this.
Get the email?
I didn't. Speaking of law, actually, China is to cut down on game time. They are looking to pass a law, I think, for people under the age of 18 or just aren't adults. I'm pretty sure their legal age is 18. I'm not quite certain on that. Can only play, not play games, actually. I think it was use electronic devices for anything other than
learning, or
education, for more than an hour a day, max 15 minutes at a time.
Holy crap.
Like, it was pretty insane.
What a childhood.
They want kids to, you know, go outside more, and they're trying to combat myopia in children. I don't know what myopia is. Can you spread? Oh,
I can tell you.
You're an optical person. Please tell me.
So, myopia is...
It's myopia. I have an opia, you have an opia.
That's actually how you remember it. It means you're short-sighted.
I'm not short-sighted.
There's myopia and what is the other one?
Europia.
Shit, where's my phone? Give me your phone. I need to think of the other. I can't remember the other one.
All right. I actually had your phone the whole time because I grabbed it after dinner. So how do you get long-sightedness versus short-sighted? Because I'm long-sighted, but a lot of people
that
I know
is
short.
That is so funny. So I open up my phone.
Yep.
We're talking about, like, my optical background, right? My old optical manager has messaged me on Messenger. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Anyway.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. QX-Files music.
It's... And everyone's going to be like, oh, it's making the other one. They're going to say it.
Yeah, so anyone who knows what we're trying to talk about right now, we're
okay,
sorry.
Okay, so hang on. That's it. It's hyperopia and myopia.
Yep, all right.
So hyperopia is you have trouble with close-up objects.
Yep.
Myopia is you can see close-up objects well, but you in the distance is shitty.
So I'm the long-sighted one. Which one's that?
If you're long-sighted, you can see in the distance.
I just know that I'm long-sighted. I can see pretty good in the distance.
Yeah, so...
Well, actually, I have no trouble playing sport without glasses.
Yeah. So distance is okay. It's when things get up close that they get blurry.
Yeah, I can't sit on a computer well without glasses.
Yes.
Like, I struggle hard.
Yeah. So you're hyperbolic? No, that's...
Sorry, I went to this hyperbolic chamber.
Hyperbioic. There's myopic and...
Yeah, so I went in the hyperbolic chamber and I spent so long in there my vision got worse.
Anyway.
Is how it happened.
So basically what they're saying by they want to conquer myopia in children is they want to conquer short-sightedness. Like, and because by focusing on something close by, for instance, computer screens... like reading, looking at your phone, all that kind of stuff that you do close up. If you are sitting there for hours and hours and hours looking at that one distance, you're not exercising your eyes enough. That's why they suggest that like every hour or so you like look up and like look around and like take regular like 15-minute breaks just to like focus on other things so that your eyes... you know, have that chance.
From the optical expert known as you.
Huh.
With VR.
Yeah.
So VR is two different screens, so your eyes can actually focus on things in the distance better and things closer better because you're actually getting those two different viewpoints the same as you would in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not the same as real life, but no. It is more closer than looking at one screen at one distance and you can sort of actually refocus your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's better for, I don't know if you know this at all, but do you think that's better for people to be doing that rather than just looking at a normal game screen?
The last time I like looked into it,
yep,
there hadn't been enough research done as to the effects of VR and your eyesight.
Because like VR is like obviously a screen really close to your face. But because it's two different screens simulating your two different viewpoints for your eyes, it's obviously it's a bit.
Yeah, that's where the research needs to come in on as to whether.
Because it could be worse. It could be better. Who knows? I wanted to know what you think.
Well, what I'm trying to say is it would depend on whether the screens are like triggering your eye muscles to be doing that focusing or whether they're kind of doing the focusing for you.
I think they, well, at the moment, they do the focusing for you. So if you, if the theoretical center between the two screens, like where your center eye is, it will refocus where the camera is for you. So you kind of, your eyes would probably get lazier doing it, actually. So you know, it's probably going to make you worse.
Yeah, then your eyes aren't doing the work. And it will probably be terrible for your eyes. But as I said, I haven't looked in. When I was like curious about it, they were like, oh, you know, it's such a new technology, not enough has been researched. There's probably started to be some research now. So looking into it, there's probably some vague idea of what the impact is. But honestly, we probably won't know for another like 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, okay.
Conclusively.
If they had VR and there was some sort of eye tracking, so when and it could work out when you're looking in the distance in the scene and that's the only time it focuses further out, would that be good for your eye muscles? Maybe?
No.
No? Because it's still doing it for you.
Yeah.
Right.
It needs to somehow you'd need to display a scene that in focus sense was static and like you it would have to essentially be like looking in the real world. Like your eyes would have to focus in on that.
I wonder if they could do that with screens, like actually make different focus distances within a static screen. I don't know. I know nothing about screen technology to know if that's a possible thing.
Look, it's probably.
It sounds very sci-fi and far-fetched.
It would. Maybe it's a thing. In the future, it would probably be possible. Like anything's possible. I don't know if we're there yet, but I think eventually we will be, especially if VR is going to be such a big thing. If it is going to have a negative impact on our eyesight, then there's obviously going to be then research and development into making it not bad for your eyes.
Yes. All right. So with this and China's game laws, do you think it's a bit overzealous?
I don't know. What's the punishment? Like if it's a law, right?
I imagine it's a fine. I don't know because it's not even like it's talked about being passed. When it got announced though, so you know how Tencent owns like basically 50% of every other game company in the world. Tencent is the Chinese kind of publisher, like EA, except they're not bad.
Mm.
Like they're bad in the sense that they own a lot of stuff, but they're very hands off. They're like, you're making a good game. We're going to buy in that to get the profits, but we're not going to do anything to stop you making the good game.
Yeah.
We understand that we're buying it because it's making money. We don't want it to stop making money.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to ruin it.
What a great attitude.
It's almost, yeah.
Ah.
Like you don't buy a product for your business and then shit all over the product and make it unsellable. Anyway.
It amazes me. Yeah, lots of companies that are somewhat owned by Tencent and Tencent themselves. There's another Chinese company that's kind of like Tencent. They all lost.
Is it 50 Cent?
Sure is. they all lost a lot of stock and shares. Like it dropped pretty heavily.
Well, I can imagine.
Well, if the law goes through, like companies that sell only Chinese games are basically screwed.
Yep.
There was some stuff I saw about it being only for online games, but I'm like, how are you targeting, like stopping myopia by only allowing online games? Like, I think there's a lot more to it. I've only read the brief.
Ah, I just remember the thing to remember it.
Yep.
Cause it's myopia is like myopia. Like it's close to you. Hyperopia is like you're hyper and you're running around and you're far away. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. How do you develop the long distance one? What do you do to? Is it just unlucky if you get it?
What's that? Sorry.
So you know how like you focus closely and that's how you get myopia.
Yeah.
But I've got long distance. Like what?
Well, you can be born myopic anyway.
All right.
But
I've been wearing glasses since I was two, so maybe I was just unlucky.
But well, you're not myopic.
No, but okay. I've got an astigmatism as well, which is probably
everyone's got an astigmatism.
I've got like a bad one that makes me need it a lot. Whatever.
Yeah. So, what was I saying? Oh yeah, like yes, you know, like you can be born with it and you can be unlucky, but myopia can develop because like it's more of a you can like give yourself myopia by doing this stuff.
So
kind of like type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so I likely didn't give myself
yeah. No, you that's just the way your eyes are.
That sucks.
Because yeah, really let's see if I can get if let me see if I can let's, get this let's, right. Okay, so in like
yes.
Your long sightedness.
Yep.
Right? That also like develops with age as well.
So I get worse?
So like probably.
Oh.
As you get older, that's why like older people need reading glasses.
So they can see. All right, yep, that makes sense.
So yeah, that's like it's just one of those things where it just kind of happens. All right. There's not anything.
The second
that,
I can
like,
get some.
It's not like you were staring off into the distance too long and not focusing. Sort of.
He's
thing.
Always looking out into the yard and stuff.
Why is he always looking at the sunset?
You're gonna burn out your eyes.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. As soon as I can get like cybernetic eye implants, I'm doing it.
Yeah, like you can do. Like, honestly.
Yep.
Probably the best thing for you would be to get cataracts and then to have like cataract surgery because they'll replace the lens in your eye then and that might help you. Often people after cataract surgery only need like reading glasses, but that being said, if your astigmatism is pretty bad, then I don't know. How that will go.
Cybernetic eye implants. Get perfect 40/20 vision.
But they might, like, I know vaguely that there's, like, some sort of cornea, like, shaving / rejigging.
I'm sure there's lots of stuff coming in the next 10 years.
Yeah, that's been looked into to kind of, like, reshape the way
your eyes. Yeah.
Your eyes work. But, right. Yeah.
Let's get back into games.
Unrelated.
So we were talking about Observer and Rebel Galaxy Outlaw. What did you think about this? It's kind of like a cyberpunk space game thing.
Is that? No, it isn't that one.
So
I'm trying to remember.
The trailer was like a guy talking, like an alien talking at a bar.
Yes, that's right. It was very clever.
I liked it because like they obviously did something with their past game or something.
Yeah, there was something about they couldn't fly up or down or something, and
yes,
and they were like, "All right, you can fucking do that now," sort of thing. Like the attitude of it was quite on point, I think.
So for everyone listening, to put that into context, there was an alien. Can't remember their name, but they were kind of just being really passive aggressive with the audience, but like. On a, you know, it's on purpose, and they're doing it to bring up like what they've improved. So it's just like, oh, you all wanted, you know, this flying up and down and like currency, and currency wasn't one of them. Just making an example, but you know,
it's like now you can do that.
You're all assholes, but we put it in like it was done in the attitude
it was,
of the character.
One of the lines was sort of like, you know, so now you can do that. Like, just goes to show that like complaining on the internet can be effective.
Yeah, it was really
like that kind of stuff.
It was really good. It kind of, I think it's unfortunate for them because they've probably been working on this game for a long time. It kind of reminds me of like it's a not as polished. I know it's not, but just the feel of what I've seen about it looks like it's a not as polished cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah.
But Cyberpunk's on one planet, from what I know, and this game's going to be in space. But just the feel of it reminds me of 2077.
I think they also made a dig at, like, subscriptions or something. Because they were like, oh, it's going to be, like, you know, a subscription for this, that, and the other. And then he was like, just kidding, the game's going to be $30.
Just fucking with you. Yeah.
The game's going to be $30. We hope you enjoy it, kind of thing. Like,
no, he just said it with such good attitude. He's like, yeah, it's going to be $30. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
No, that they even put a link up to, like, you know, kickstart my game.
Oh, that's
for
right.
For $1,000.
Yeah, he was going on about the price structure, and then it was like, yeah, just go to, like, this and make your, like, 5-off payments of blah, 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 and the website came up, and it was like www.kickstartmymansion.com.
Yeah, that's right. they understand.
So, like, yeah, that kind of, and then he was like, no, just kidding, it's going to be $30. We hope you enjoy it. Like, that was really well done, I think.
It really was. It really makes me want to.
That being said,
have a look into it.
I watched that trailer. I didn't know anything about the game.
They have another animated trailer, which also tells you nothing about the game.
Yeah,
it's a very nice animated trailer.
Beautiful.
It kind of reminds me of kind of aesthetically like Titan AE.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Because like. Obviously, in Titan AE, they spend time out in, they've got, like, those colonies where they take on, like, people to work in space. And there's, you know, space is a very...
space.
Like, humans are not very much appreciated in Titan AE and just the...
Yeah.
The space is a very not nice place, and that's what this kind of has given me the...
Impression
of.
Yep.
Which, I'm not... I think it might be a good game. I can't wait to see more of it.
Yeah.
Check it out. Rebel Galaxy Outlaw. I'm not even sure what it's coming out for. I assume PC, Xbox. Maybe
blah,
Switch.
Blah, blah, blah,
hopefully
blah,
Switch.
Blah, blah, blah.
And it looks like it's going to be single player, so that would be nice.
Except for the fact that they're dead and nobody likes them anymore.
Yeah, I know. All these single player games. Damn. Now, a multiplayer game that's doing it right. From what I can see, they're not putting a story in, a pseudo story to make you feel like you're playing a
single
player.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, so it's called GTFO. We had a look before this. We could not find what it meant. And I almost Googled, what does GTFO mean? And I was like, no, I know what Google's going to say.
Okay, Google.
It's on PC. You can look at the Steam page now. It's a 4-player co-op game. You have to work together, kind of scavenging. It's sort of survival, but it looks more just like, you know, you're a squad that goes into this underground caverns and it's mutated people and monsters and stuff.
Yeah, so this one was the one, just to make sure I'm thinking of the right game, where like the weird people, like not the zombies, but like the mutated people or whatever, they were running with like in like Naruto style, arms back. It's Naruto, right, that runs like that?
Yes. I hate Naruto.
People
are going to hate me for that, but it's okay.
Yeah, like the arms back running at these people?
Yes.
God, that was creepy.
The game looks very creepy. It looks like they're hitting exactly where they want to be in the market. They want to be a creepy game that's 4-player co-op where people actually have to work together. It's not like you can just run in and kill everything.
And shoot everything, yeah.
Because it looked like, from what I could see, because I was doing the different points of view, when something hit you, it hurt. Like, it wasn't like you can run in and get hit a few times. Like, when you go up to a door, everyone has to make sure nothing comes through that door. If something does and hits one of you, like, you're...
In trouble.
I hope it stays like that, because that... I like co-op games like that, where it is better for you to work together than it is to all four of you just do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
Hopefully.
It kind of reminded me of early Halo, actually, the aesthetic. Like, when you go down into, like, the flood areas. When you first see the flood. You don't remember, do you?
No.
That's annoying. Did you play Halo? I imagine you did.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, not huge.
I played a lot of it.
I was trying to get the aesthetic of GTFO. It was, yeah. I think I could see that.
I'll show, like, after this, I'll show you some of the construct flood areas in Halo 1, 2, and 3. Then
I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about.
We'll watch the trailer again. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that. One thing that I only heard about today, actually, the CEO or C something O of 2K said, "Oh yeah, well, you know, everyone expects virtual currencies and microtransactions now in games. That's why we've got them in 2K19 again." Essentially, now, someone's asking about the VC because they even call it VC. Like, I don't think it's like victory coins. Or I don't know what they call it, but it's
virtual currency.
Yeah, it might even be virtual currency. It's like, I keep thinking virtual currency. I'm like, they couldn't have been that just brash with it and named it virtual currency. Like, are people?
Yeah, no, they could.
Well, from what I've read, actually, sports games are the worst for that. Like, people just throw money at it more than any other type of game.
Yeah.
Because, like, because they have a different fan base. They don't have a gamer fan base. They have a sports fan base that
happens to play the game
just to do that.
Yeah, I get it.
Because there's people that play only FIFA, only Madden, only this because they really like those sports. And they're willing to spend $500 on a console and get this game, which is ridiculous to me. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, what a entitled arseface.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it was always going to be like that, I guess. It was going to get to a point where it's like, oh, everyone's expecting it, so we're just doing it.
I can't remember his exact quote. I want to look it up. 2K CEO quote. Quote? I spelt it with a W. Yeah, just what is, yeah, I'm not sure. I can't find it. It doesn't matter. I just can't believe the added, like, these people have come so far from reality of what people actually want. But in his defense, I will play this thing.
Yeah.
People, because he said, you know, no one wants to spend time grinding and stuff. I'm like, All the comments I saw online were just like, you know, if you didn't make it so hard to grind and have to spend the money.
Yeah.
Like, you're making it so people have to spend money. Because that's why I stopped playing 2K games. I played them up until 2015 because I really loved basketball and I really loved basketball games.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially when they started bringing my career stuff into it.
Yep.
I was like, I love RPGs. I love basketball. Mm-hmm. I want to make a character that I can kind of take through his career and level up. And that was great until they started slowing the progression down unless you purchased training. And I was like, I'm not doing this.
No.
The only VC I ever spent, I think I got 2K16 on Humble Bundle or something, and I got 5,000 coins or 500, whatever it was at the time. And I just, you know, you spend it on your character straight away. And I was like, it's not rewarding. All that happened was I spent this coin. My character was this much X better because I did it. I felt like I achieved nothing. It really ruined the feel for me.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things.
I do not understand how people are okay with spending that.
Well, that's the point, I think, as well, because you get them to spend the money to get to the next level or whatever, and get, you know, improve your character or whatever. But it's not rewarding. So then, like, they want to get to the next level. And then they end up paying to do that because it's too fucking difficult to, like, progress. So they're looking for some sort of reward, like, an accomplishment feeling, but they're not getting it because they're paying for it.
Yeah. My...
I can only...
I'll also play devil's advocate again. People that have a really busy life, let's say you get 2 hours a week to play games.
Mm-hmm.
If they had, like, let's say they work two jobs or whatever and they do have a bit of spare cash, it is good for them to be able to pay to get up ahead, I guess.
No. I don't know. Like, to me, what is the point of paying, like, playing that game if you're not in it to, like,
yeah, exactly,
make your character better by playing, like, by doing the things that you need to do?
You're paying to you're paying to not play the game,
yes,
essentially.
Yes.
But in multiplayer games, the pay to win ones, you're paying to be better than everybody else.
Well, yeah.
I did the whole, you know, person that doesn't have enough time, but realistically it's probably more people that just want to be better than everybody else.
Yeah.
I looked over that fact completely. And yeah, those people will pay money to be better than everybody else. They're like, they get a kick off of it, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. All right, my last bit is, let's talk about Cyberpunk 2077 some more.
Why?
I just want it so badly.
What is new? What's going on?
Well, nothing, actually. I looked
literally
up,
nothing.
Literally nothing, but I want to talk about it some more. I looked up if it was going to have VR, because I was talking with some people at work today, and I was just like, oh, I would actually get a VR headset if that game was VR, because like the way that you drove the car in first person and stuff, I think it would be perfect game for... especially the environment and how detailed it was, just looking around while you were doing stuff, just being almost over there while you're like walking forward.
Yeah.
It'd be a very pretty game to do that.
Would be, yeah.
Like, because that's my thing with VR at the moment. Like, there's not really a game where I can see myself like really getting it. Like, because I don't want to play an atmospheric game just because it's in VR. I don't like that stuff. I don't want something gimmicky. I want to play an actual game and have a more better experience in it because of it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I've seen...
a more better experience.
Get the GTFO, bro. But I want to play... I want it to enhance the experience of a game that's already perfect.
Yeah.
Like, super hot. Like, seeing that in VR is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so many gimmicky games, and that's what's really stopped me from getting it. Like, It's not, I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just not there yet for me, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, so.
Fine.
Yeah. I really want 2077. I'm going to build a new PC for it. It's going to be beautiful.
Cool.
Have you played anything this week? We played some Monster Hunter.
We have played Monster Hunter. There has been some Dota. I have not played anything else.
Oh, I started Bioshock.
Oh, yes.
Which you really enjoyed, me starting Bioshock. I think you enjoyed it more than me, to be honest.
So much.
Like, I am fairly certain you were more excited than I was.
Are you in love with the game yet?
I'm not in love with the game yet. It is very good. I'm not gonna...
You're gonna be in love with it. Oh my god! I love this game so much! That's what you're gonna be like.
It's not gonna be Fable or The Witcher to me, but it's good.
Well, it's a different genre altogether.
Yeah, that's true. I do
like Fable and The Witcher have similar, like,
no
lore,
I wouldn't say they have similar.
No, I meant lore and the fact that they're both like kind of fantasy esque.
So I'd say that the Fable. Okay, I'm not going to stretch this too far, but Fable does have a lot of steampunk in it in 2 and 3, not in number one.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There is a little bit.
Like, 2, there's a little bit, and I think 3, they put a lot in.
But it still feels like a fantasy.
Oh, it's still a fantasy game, but The Witcher has, like, The Witcher is hardcore fantasy. Fable is light, steampunk, yeah, other types of
things. My point being is, like, this is not even close to that.
No, it's not, and I wasn't stretching it to be. I'm just saying that they're not. You said Fable and The Witcher were similar, and I don't think that's true.
I think they are.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying that they are, like... closely related, but I think they are definitely in that same, you know, piece of the pie.
Fair enough indeed. Well, I think that's it. Do we have anything else we want to say?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, it's thank you for listening, everybody. I was about to say watching, and I'm like, no one's watching.
Yeah, watching the little...
Thanks for watching the progress bar as you listen to it.
Yeah, the progress bar, go along.
As always, you can talk to us on Twitter. You can go to our website, castcast.com. You can check us out on YouTube, castcast there again. You know, come talk to us. Tell us what you want to hear, what you like us talking about, because I like talking. Caitlin's mildly fond of it. That was the perfect thing to say to that. yeah, it's good to hear from everybody. For those who do care, there'll be a stream tomorrow night, most likely, or Thursday night, which will be today when this comes out, because I stream every week, I try to, of some game design stuff, because we're working on a game. So please check that out. And we'll catch you next week. So thank you all.